Wouldn't the fallen angels eventually die on their own since they no longer have access to the tree of life? Revelation 22, verse 2. Revelation 22, verse 2 reads, "In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." It's an interesting verse, eh? Now, nowhere in the Bible do we read that angels partake of the tree of life. So whether they do or whether they don't, it is not revealed. And there's a little rule which says, do not go beyond what is written. Mm-hmm. But what is written is that life is conditional.
True.
And that must apply to everybody, including the angels. Life is conditional. Conditional to being subject to the order and government of God, because that is based on love.
Yeah.
And if you do not want to be part of that system, then you exclude yourself by your own choice.
That's the main point. Everybody's got free choice.
Yes.
Including the angels.
Now let's look at this a little bit. The fall of Satan. Satan was once an honored angel in heaven next to Christ. His countenance, like those of the other angels, was mild and expressive of happiness. His forehead was high and broad, showing great intelligence. His form was perfect, his bearing noble and majestic. But when God said to his son, "Let us make man in our image," Satan was jealous of Jesus. He wished to be consulted concerning the formation of man, and because he was not, he was filled with envy, jealousy, and hatred. He desired to receive the highest honors in heaven next to God. Now, these three things, Martin, envy, jealousy, and hatred, they are progressive.
Yes.
You start with the one, you proceed to the next one. You end up with the last one, and hatred is murder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. If you hate your brother, it's as good as committing murder.
That's what the Bible says. So you end up being an adversary that wants to kill. It's a rather sad progression. And what was he before? He was happy. He was mild. And he was noble. He was majestic. Where's he now?
Now, degraded.
Degraded, he's right? To the lowest pits of hell.
So, if this envy, jealousy, and hatred did it to Satan, how much more not to us?
Absolutely. Now, will they not die on their own accord? Well, who sustains life? Who's the author of life?
God is.
God. So where do angels derive their life from?
From him.
Where do we derive our life from?
Same place.
So everybody gets life from the same source. Imagine being jealous of the one who gives you life. And it reaches the point where you want to kill the one that gives you life. That seems rather circular reasoning. Illogical, right?
It's as good as you say, "I'm mad at oxygen, so I don't want to breathe anymore."
That's a very good analogy. So if you were envious of oxygen, became jealous, and wanted to destroy it, you would actually destroy yourself. So actually, it's a sign of stupidity. Now, what makes you so stupid? Envy.
Envy.
Envy makes you stupid, and envy makes you jealous. And then you self-destruct. Mm-hmm. That's what happens, right? All right, so angels derive their life from the life giver. And Jesus said, he has life within himself. Do you have life within yourself?
No.
Well, you have life, but it's derived.
Yes.
It's given to you. And when that life is taken back, then you return to dust. And then you are no more.
Yeah.
Although some in the religious world want to say, no, you continue in another form. No, life is gone. It's gone. It has to be given back. And when will that happen?
At the second coming.
At the resurrection.
Yes.
And I've been reading the Gospels again and the writings of Paul. It's so clear. Every time it says, at the last day.
Yeah.
At the last day. At the last day. And I've been looking at the recurrence of this phrase as it appears in every single epistle. And people read right over it. No, at your death. No, at your death. Yeah. No, at your death. No, at your death. The Bible doesn't say that.
No.
At the last day. At the last day. Anyway, so when angels get their life from God, then is God able to take it back again?
Yes.
Okay. So why is he sustaining the devil?
To let the great controversy play itself out.
Ah. To prove to the world that if you give this system that Satan envisaged enough rope, it will eventually hang itself. How long did it take the unfallen angels to lose all sympathy with the devil?
4,000 years. Up to the cross.
Up to the cross. That's when the last sympathy disappeared. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Mm. Hadn't he fallen already?
Yes, but not...
Not in sympathy.
Yes.
Did he still have access?
Yes, he did have access to heaven still.
Until when?
Until the cross.
Until the cross. Martin, you've been reading. I'm proud of you. Until the cross, he had access. And until the cross, he could try to manipulate minds, even the minds of the angels.
And he was the accuser of men before God.
Yes.
He continually came in there and was accusing, and then God at the cross said...
And when he had an opportunity, he would try to reason with the angels, right? And some of them were, does he have a point? I don't think he has a point, but, you know, it's bothersome. All sympathy vanished at the cross. But Satan wasn't eliminated at the cross. He was vanquished. He was a beaten foe. Mm. But he did not lose his life.
No.
He continued. Because the great controversy hadn't played itself out. So they receive life from God, and when God removes that life from him, fire will proceed out of him and devour him and reduce him to ashes.
Yeah, and that will be from within.
From within, because that's where sin started. Mm. I was shown, this comes from early writing, Satan as he once was, a happy, exalted angel. Then I was shown him as he now is. He still bears a kingly form. His features are still noble, for he is an angel, fallen. But the expression of his countenance is full of anxiety, care, unhappiness, malice, hate, mischief, deceit, and every evil. Now, those are spiritual aspects, right?
And also, if you read it like that, it's also actually progressive.
Yes.
You start with anxiety, care, and happiness, then it turns over into malice, hate, mischief, and deceit.
And that brow that was once so noble, I particularly noticed his forehead commenced from his eyes to recede. Now, Martin, that's a physical aspect. Mm. So is there a physical degression?
Yes. Hmm? Definitely.
All right, so he's going backwards. I saw that he had so long bent himself to evil that every good quality was debased and every trait was developed. His eyes were cunning, sly, showed great penetration. His frame was large, But the flesh hung loosely about his hands and face. Is that a degradation?
Physical, yeah.
Physical. As I beheld him, his chin was resting upon his left hand. He appeared to be in deep thought. A smile was upon his countenance, which made me tremble. It was so full of evil and satanic slyness. This smile is the one he wears just before he makes sure of his victim. And as he fastens the victim in his snare, his smile grows horrible. All right, so there we have a physical description. So Martin, he is on the way to becoming like fallen humanity. Mm. But since God sustains him, he still has a far more noble appearance than the human form. As we said before, man resembled the angels until the time of Abraham. And then there was a rapid decline. And now we look like shrimps. And everything else does too, right? So when we hold an apple in our hand, then Adam would hold it like this and say, what is this, a berry? So everything is in decline. So God sustains him and God keeps him going until the great controversy is ended. Mm. And that will be for another 1,000 years plus an infinitesimal number beyond that. And then he will be ultimately destroyed.